Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carlos Bocanegra, technical director of Atlanta United. Carlos, welcome back to the show.
Los!
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Los, what has your week been like, man? I know the media hype and everything around this game has to have been overwhelming. So what has your week been like?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a lot of fun to have the fanfare around soccer. Obviously, it's a big game for us on the weekend, big game for the city. So it's been fun. There's been a buzz around the training ground with the players, the staff, and then just even around the city. I mean, getting gas this morning, you know, people talking about it at the gas station in line, and it's been funny, but it's been really good.
Los, this has been a long journey, man. But I got to say this about you. You are the most even-keeled guy that we've talked to all season long. No matter what, you stay on the same plane. It has to be hard to not be hype about this game. How are you keeping it so together right now?
It is hard. Come see me at about 6 o'clock on Saturday night. It's going to be a little bit different. But it's been a great season for us. We've got one more to try to finish it off, but it's just been kind of our motto all year. Look, things don't bounce our way sometimes, or we get kicked in the teeth, so to speak, against a Red Bull or against Toronto in the regular season. But we've got to bounce back. So we try not to get too high, try not to get too low. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to be pretty darn high come game time on Saturday night.
Talking with Carlos Bocanegra, technical director of Atlanta United, as we get ready for the championship game. Carlos, on Wednesday when Joseph Martinez was awarded the MVP, there were a couple of things that struck me. When we were at the event, one was the amount of media coverage, which I hadn't seen for soccer, maybe in MLS, maybe I missed it, just certainly not in Atlanta. And the second thing, in addition to the interest, was the nice piece of video that Atlanta United put together with the former MVPs in our town of Chipper Jones, Terry Pendleton, Dale Murphy, Matt Ryan, all giving their congratulations to Joseph and welcoming him to that MVP club.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a nice ceremony for Joseph. He's been fantastic all year for us. I think it's a testament to him and his teammates. They've done very well. You get a lot of individual accolades on teams that do well usually. That's how it works. And all of our guys have performed very well this year. And Joseph, on top of that, with an outstanding season. As far as the media goes, that has been pretty nice to see each year. At every cup, it grows a little bit more. I think people are a little bit extra excited that it's in Atlanta because they see the atmosphere. People want to experience this. They want to be a part of the MLS Cup here in Atlanta. So I think that's bringing it's been a little bit more enticing to get media here, get people here around the city because of what the fans and what the city has created here in Atlanta United and at the stadium atmosphere.
And a lot of part of that is due to you and Darren Eales.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's been there's a lot more people that have put in a ton of work behind the scenes. We tend to get the FaceTime or the glory, whatever you want to call it, but it's been just an army of people here behind the scenes. And one of the best parts about the club that we work for is everybody in the building is pulling in the same direction, and we're all pushing for the same goal. And just the type of people we have working for are selfless. They'll roll up their sleeves, do what we have to do. We were a startup company, for lack of a better word, a couple of years ago, and people have that mentality. But it's really everyone inside the building, the culture, the spirit, the hard work, just really having good people in our facility day in and day out, that transfers over onto the field, and that's helped with our success.
How dangerous can Diego Valeri and Sebastian Blanco be?
They can be very dangerous, but I think someone that goes a little bit under the radar for Portland in general when their team is spoken about is Diego Chara. So he's one of their central midfielders, but my man can run, kick, fight, scrap, and he's got an engine that doesn't quit. So he's someone for sure we're going to have to keep an eye on. I think he's the engine that drives their team behind Valeri, Polo, and Blanco, like you spoke about. But, you know, really, Chara, for me, is going to be an important factor. He'll be, you know, whether he's mashing up Miguel or someone in the midfield, and also he joins into the attack. So he's a dangerous guy for them. We have to keep an eye on.
Carlos, since we're talking about the game here, what do you expect in terms of how, if you think back to the 1-1 tie in regular season between Timbers and United, what kind of a game plan do you think Timbers are going to come out with, at least initially? What do you expect United to do?
Yeah, it's a good question. The championship games are always difficult, right? The one-offs. You don't know what the other team's going to do. You don't know how the game's going to go. I think the first 10, 15 minutes are going to be a little bit hectic. It's going to be nervy, both sides kind of settling into the game. And look, we'll see if Portland comes out and sits back a little bit like they did when they played us, or if they want to play us a little bit more straight up and have more of an open game. So, like always, it's going to be a chess match, but I think for sure you'll see kind of first 10, 15 minutes a nervy game, and you know, then everybody will settle in, and hopefully it's a good game of soccer that the people can enjoy.
We were talking with Mike Connie about this yesterday, Carlos Bocanegra joining us live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, about how it's been interesting in a way that, you know, here's Tata Martino's final game tomorrow, and in a lot of cases when a manager or a coach who's as beloved and respected as Tata has been, as instrumental as he's been, announces that he is leaving for whatever reason, and in this case, of course, he's going to go, we all believe, to Mexico to become the national coach, that becomes a distraction. Not only has it not been a distraction for United, in a lot of ways, it seems like it's been kind of a rallying point.
Well, look, I think the guys have used it as something to, yeah, you can say rally behind, but I think in professional sports, this just happens a lot. We're in a good way. It wasn't like we were teetering on having a good season or a bad season. We had momentum. We're in a rhythm. We've been doing this for 2 years. You know, his announcement comes out, and it's just in professional sports, people leave. You know, he can tell you make friends, and then they go the next week sometimes, or at the end of the season, people move teams. So it's very common, and I think these guys are grown up, and they're big boys, and they get that part of the business. So they just kept going. And, you know, yeah, I guess a little bit of a rallying, and they all want to win it. Everybody wants to win and put a championship, you know, kind of under their belt, and then also for the city. So I don't think these guys really let it get to them. It was almost like, well, let's finish this thing off more.
Yeah, and indeed, and whoever comes in next got some big shoes to fill, I'll say that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, but what we've been able to achieve here in the short amount of time, we get to go from strength to strength now. And hopefully we can improve on the good work that the club has done, the good work that Tata's done and his staff, and now the next staff that comes in, you know, we take it to the next level. But we've got to try to keep improving year after year. And I'm already talking about that. We still have one more game left.
All right, so to directly back to tomorrow night, you expect what you get out of the MVP, and hopefully he can do his thing. You expect what you're going to get about the guy that finished second in the MVP voting, and Miguel Almirón, and what he brings in terms of you know, the speed and the playmaking that Miggy brings. But as you look, starting from like Joseph and working back to Guzan, where do you think Atlanta United must excel to win the game? Midfield with Nagby, you know, defensive line with LGP, in goal with Brad. What other part of the area has to excel for Atlanta United to win tomorrow night?
Yeah, so, you know, internally, I've said this all year long, and when we talk amongst the staff, if we have 11 guys playing their game and they're on for that game, so to speak, we feel like we can beat anybody in the league. Doesn't matter if they give us their best. When we're at our best and we're mentally locked in and each guy on the field gives a performance that we know he can give, we feel like we can beat anybody. So I think at the playoffs, especially against New York City away the first leg, we just had an excellent team performance defensively in the midfield, up top. We got that 1-0 win up there. You come back, you have another team performance. Then Red Bull at home, big team performance from everybody. Again, against Red Bull away, just had to dig in and fight, and it was real ugly, but just the group got behind each other, and everyone fought to a man. And that's what it's going to take again tomorrow. We have the talent. We have the skill. You know, we're prepared. We're ready to roll. So it's just mentally, if we come and physically and bring our game that we know we can, we feel very good about our chances.
Well, all I can say, Carlos, from Hugh and AT and the whole crew, Daryl and Wendy, everybody here on our show, is not only best of luck, but I certainly hope that on Monday morning your phone is ringing and you're going, oh, no, those guys want to talk to me again. Yeah, Carlos, we want to talk to you because you just won.
Let's hope so, guys. Look, we're really excited. We'd love to bring a championship to Atlanta. The city has been fantastic to us ever since we've gotten here. We'd love to reward them with that. But I'll tell you what, it is going to be a spectacular atmosphere and a big, big game here on Saturday night, and we're pumped up for it.
Thank you, Carlos. Best of luck, and knock them dead, Carlos.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.